Do you ever find somebody and they have a really surprising thing on their resume? We are looking for interns. We're always looking for interns also, if you know someone looking for an internship.
Right, if you're interested.
Yep. But we got a resume and the person really wasn't qualified, you know, for the job. Not that there's a lot of qualifications.
I was going to say, I mean, who really is qualified and goes and gets the qualifications before they apply to radio?
I don't think they realized it was an unpaid internship because they don't even go to college. But anyway, on their resume, it said airplane repossession assistant.
Okay.
And I didn't know what that was. So I immediately was like, oh. So I like started Googling it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there's like companies that repossess airplanes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you don't pay your bills, it's just like anything else. Somebody's going to come and get it. Sure.
And I think this person, for the most part, worked in the office. But how cool. Like, think about it. It's like you have to be sneaky because you have to go behind their back. You have to get a licensed pilot. You have to figure out when that airplane is unattended. You have to go steal the airplane.
It's really not that bad. I actually have a friend who was in this, believe it or not.
Here.
Well, he was a Marine, and he works on planes still to this day right now. But he worked on drones and all sorts of stuff. And now what he does is refurbish airplanes where they send them out to that Arizona, there's this big airplane graveyard where they go, they get the plane running again, and then they bring it back and they usually sell it to other countries. But before that, and sometimes even in relation to that, airplane repossession is one of those things. The guy who's coming to repossess the plane, he's also the pilot. It's always like it's like one, two guys usually because it's a small plane usually. Mm-hmm. And they just come in the dark of night sometimes and
imagine like you're the person that hasn't paid your bill or you're just in the bathroom and all of a sudden you're like, what? Is that my plane?
Yeah.
Is that my plane leaving?
Well, that's the other thing, too, is a lot of times these are like small pilots. So, you know, they're not there all the time, right? It's like their hobby thing.
But the most surprising job on your resume, I started thinking about it because it like stopped me in my tracks. And I'm like, wow, you know, like I think everybody's got that one or two jobs that people look at it and they find it intriguing. For me, it was that. What job would I find most surprising on your resume, Raven?
Well, I mean, you know me pretty well at this point, but I would say a lot of people are surprised when they find out that I was a dealer in Las Vegas, that I used to work in the casinos. I did that in between a radio career. So I had gotten out of radio for a little while. It wasn't something that I had started beforehand and then got into radio and then done after. And I did construction and I poured concrete and I did a bunch of other stuff, too. But I would say Vegas is probably the most interesting. I mean, I've been in radio a long time.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, and Danielle wrote, I was a shoe saleswoman for Sears. Need silver or gold, easy spirits. I'm your girl. Shoe salesman. That's funny.
Yeah.
I think for me, I've had a lot of different careers, believe it or not.
It's striking.
Yeah.
Really, how many you have had.
But people always think it's really surprising when I say, like, I was a Zumba instructor for over a decade. I was Zumba instructor until last October when I blew out my knee.
Yeah.
I was teaching a class. Like, I loved it. It was like my stress reliever, and I used to get down.
I think the most surprising to me one was when you told me that you were a teacher.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, not Zumba. When you told me you were an actual English instructor, that was surprising to me when you told me about that.
I taught high school English for 2 years, and then I realized that it was a big mistake, and I never should have gotten my master's in education. And I taught adjunct. I mean, you can tell right now, but
right.
Can I speak?
Right.
I taught public speaking. Can you imagine? I taught public speaking at Pace University, even though I could not just get those words out.
And you did a great job.
Back then.
I decided to be a Vegas dealer just after watching Rounders, the movie, and the World Series of Poker. So, I mean, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get out for a while. I want to do this.
Oh, my gosh. The irony that I taught public speaking, it could not just speak. All right, what's the surprising job that we would find on your resume? 1-800-330-9999. The surprising job on your resume. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Looking at our text line, Raven, I love this. I was a sweepstakes guardian angel, quote-unquote guardian angel, for Reader's Digest. Part of my job was to accompany the sweepstakes winners when they came to New York for big check ceremony.
Oh, how exciting that would be.
And yes, we really did give away millions of dollars in sweepstakes money. That's cool.
Yeah, somebody's got to do that job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you believe that somebody has to do that? That's pretty great.
I have a friend that she worked for Jerry Springer and Maury Povich, and then she had a book all the colorful people that would come on, you know,
there was a time that Anna and I went down to Jerry Springer.
Yes.
And we brought a busload of people and it was a trip. And we ended up doing like the cut ins and cut outs for the show and whatnot.
That's a cool job, too.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun time.
What's a surprising job on your resume? Hi, Ron.
I used to be a pro wrestling ring announcer.
Wow. Really?
Yes, sir.
So were you doing that for WWE or one of the other divisions? What were you doing that for?
It was a company called ECW.
Yep.
When I lived in Florida, they used to tour like every 3 months. So I used to work for a guy named Paul Heyman, who's very big in WWE right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ECW, I mean, that's a legitimate thing. I remember that. I remember the tours. I remember it being on television. And I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but I do remember that.
Can I have a sample? Can I have a sample of how you would call something?
From West Newbury, Massachusetts, weighing 240 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, John Cena!
Woo! I thought he was going to use your name.
Yeah. You still got it, buddy.
Yeah, man. That's an awesome surprise. That is a great story to tell, too.
You got it. Yeah.
Rebecca, what's the most surprising job on your resume?
I used to be a sommelier.
Oh, like a wine expert.
Yes.
I always thought that was the perfect job. You just get to open wine and talk about wine, and like, but then you have to know all the differences. And
yes.
The truth of the matter is, like, I just want to drink it. I don't need to know the tangents or whatever all that stuff is called.
I had a friend that they were the same. I'm not sure that he was a certified sommelier, but he was a wine expert. He worked at a vineyard, and that was his job, was to sell people wine and talk about wines as people would come in and whatnot, and you know, talk to the couples that would come in for banquets and stuff. Now he sells pharmaceuticals.
Oh. Very different.
I mean, either way, well, kind
of. Can I be a wine expert? I drink plenty of it. I just feel like, but you have to actually be trained, right?
Yeah, yes, you do.
Right.
Yeah, like, and there's like a few different certifications I think you go through too. And there's like smelling things and all sorts of stuff. Wow.
I just don't understand why you have to spit it out. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Right. I'm never doing that. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah. I like when you go to the vineyard and they like give you like the water and then they give you like the spit jar. Like, listen, you keep your spit jar.
Right.
I got this covered. I'm a pro.
Chelsea, what's the surprising thing on your resume?
Booking tour guide, like drinking tour.
Oh, wait a minute. I love tour guides. How do you guys remember so much stuff? And it was a drinking tour? Where? Well, I need to know all these things.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's, you know, local and...
What city, though? I mean, it's got to be a place that's interesting enough where people will just show up and drink.
New Orleans. Yeah, you definitely want to be drinking all the time as much as possible.
So, wait a minute. New Orleans drinking tour. Are you guys walking? Are you taking one of those bicycle bars? Like, what are you doing? Double-decker bus? What?
The one I did was walking tour, so we're not getting in a vehicle. It's kind of like a pub crawl, but with like a history tour on top of it about the city.
And then after, if they like you and you did a good job, like they're supposed to tip you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
1-800-330-9999. If we looked at your resume right now, what would be the surprising job on it? Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. What's that surprising job on your resume? 1-800-330-9999. Karen wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, she's a cat talent manager. Her cats do modeling, commercials, TV shows, movies, calendars. And she sent links to a lot of the commercials. They're like big time national commercials.
I mean, I feel like you just have really relaxed cats, right? Right? And you just wave a treat or maybe, you know, pull out your laser pointer. But I'm sure that there's more to it. That is fascinating.
Isn't that awesome? I was like, cat talent manager? What? How do you sign me up for that? Sarah, what's the most surprising job on your resume?
I would say sandwich artist.
Oh, you worked at Subway?
I did, but I love the title. It's just so poetic. But yes, I was a sandwich artist. I had to get a work permit. I started when I was 15, and the technique back then was a little bit different,
sure.
And we had a lot of pride in being sandwich artiste.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it's funny because you are not the first sandwich artist we've talked to, and they all... regard themselves that way. The training must be pretty good at Subway. Because,
good.
Right, because there's like this pride there that they're like, no. Other people make sandwiches, bro. I'm a sandwich artist. I worked for Subway.
That's right.
Sounds so good. I would love one of those sandwiches right now.
And you know what? They do look like the new ones are really good.
Yeah.
They do look good. I'm hungry.
Tyler, what is a surprising job on your resume?
I kid you not. I was a harbor seal impersonator for a children's play at a zoo. And they had me head to toe in black spandex and I flopped around on the stage and basically fell asleep. Because if you've ever watched a seal, they don't do too much. But I don't know. It was a job. I got paid for it.
Somebody paid you for that.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, when I got to be honest. Listen, I love animal life, all right? Mm-hmm. Sea life, aquatic life, all that. I had a cousin that she thought it was her life calling. Then she went to college and then decided it was better to just, I don't know, hang out and do nothing. I have donated to aquariums over the years and so forth. If anybody told me that my donated dollars were going to paying for somebody to sit in spandex and impersonate an aquatic seal, and it wasn't for procreation purposes for the seal, what are we paying that person for?
All I keep thinking is, well, I thought you were going to say you wanted that job. And I was like, I don't know, Raven, about head to toes black spandex for you.
No. I mean, it's amazing you got paid for it. That's amazing.
I just want to know what the interview is like. But like, what do they ask
you? You know what?
You?
We're doing the interview again right now, man. Do it. Give us your seal noise.
They literally wanted to know if I could sound like a seal. And I can do it. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. 100%. We've come this far.
All right, ready?
Yep.
And I booked the job.
Are you sure this wasn't for procreational purposes?
I mean, that was great.
That was like a mating call.
That was great.
That was hot. If I was a seal, wow.
Thank you. It took graduate school for me to get that job, I'm sure.